Good afternoon, Dallas Stars hockey fans. It looks like we finally got the deal done. Jason Ottinger is a star for the next 3 years. It's looking like $12 million, which sounds amazingly smart. I'd like to have had him longer, but I think they're looking at the big picture. They still have to sign Jason Robertson. And I think Jason Robertson is going to get the longer deal. And I think that the next thing is to see what the prospects are going to do. I think Wyatt Johnson's going to make our team this year. We also remember we have Peterson came up last year. I think he has a bigger role this year. There's just a lot of young players trying to make the roster. And the one thing I love about Pete DeVore, he's so good with young players, developing young talent. This is going to be a really interesting season. I think that we're going to take the next step to be a much better hockey team. And I know that it wasn't as quickly as everybody wanted it to be done with Jason Ottinger, but, you know, they still have so much money in Jamie Benn and Tyler Seguin, which, like I said, I've always felt Jamie Benn was a much more complete player than Tyler Seguin, and there are things that he does for our organization that are kind of like, some of them are soft-spoken things, if you will. His face-off percentage is wonderful. He's a very good defending forward. He knows when to stick up for his teammates. He's a great captain. He's a great leader. Now, with Tyler Seguin, I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, I think that with having Jason Robertson contribute more, maybe bringing up Wyatt Johnson, and a new style of offense that DeBoer is going to bring to the table, I think what's going to end up happening is it's going to take a lot of pressure off of Tyler to have to do everything. And I think it's going to give him a chance to be a pure scorer again. You know, we were really relying on a handful of players, and our expectations of a handful of players was what we had. And because of that, any great player, even the greatest players of all time, need a little help and need to be able to relax a little bit and play this game with ease. And I think that's going to happen this year. You know, I don't expect him to hit 40 goals. I would be happy with 25 to 30 goals from Tyler Seguin this year. Something a little bit more realistic. I mean, if he does better than that, great. But that's where Robertson will pick up goals. Pavelski will pick up goals. Roope Hintz will pick up goals. I mean, I think even Jamie Benn gets a few more goals this season, too. But the foundation of a great hockey team has been solidified for the next 3 years in goaltender. And congratulations, Jake. We get to have you for the next 3 years, and I'm excited to see what kind of season you give us this year, because for the games you played last year, you were absolutely phenomenal. Go Stars.